जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सतहिष्ठ वन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय। श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। श्रील रूप गोस्वामी तिरुभाव दिवस महोत्सव की जय। श्रील गौरीदास पंडित तिरुभाव दिवस की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। मुकं करोति वाचाल पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकम्। आराध्यो भगवान् व्रजेश तनयस् तद्धाम वृन्दावनम्। रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधु वर्गेण या कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेम पुमार्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभोर्मतमिदं तत्राधरः न परः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। Today is the disappearance day of Srila Rupa Goswami and also of Srila Gauridas Pandit, both eternal associates of the Supreme Lord, who had manifested here also in Gaur Leela in these forms. Srila Rupa Goswami, of course, is our Sampradaya Acharya. We are called Rupanugas, followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. And therefore, being the most important Acharya in our line, in our Sampradaya, to have a discussion where we briefly glorify him only for a short period is not befitting. So we will have English katha about Srila Rupa Goswami given by Prabodhananda Saraswati Maharaj in the evening, today, and also for the next 2 days. So we will have 3 lectures on the glories of Srila Rupa Goswami in the evenings. And this morning, we will glorify Srila Gauridas Pandit. Because every year the 2 disappearance days fall on the same tithi, same day. So because we always glorify Rupa Goswami, so there is no opportunity to hear about Gauridas Pandit. So therefore, this morning, we will talk about Gauridas Pandit. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has explained that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the trunk or the tree of devotional service. And simultaneously and inconceivably, he is also the gardener who is watering this tree. When Mahaprabhu advented, his purpose was to relish and distribute the nectarian fruit of pure love of God. But he expressed his helplessness in the beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita by saying that how many fruits of love of God can I taste alone? Others must also share it and taste it with me. And even if I distribute, how many fruits can I distribute alone? So therefore, he brought with him many associates from the spiritual world to help him in these wonderful pastimes. The Lord is of course not dependent on anyone, but in order to sweeten his pastimes more and to flavor the pastimes by relationships between his devotees and himself, he brings his eternal associates with him into this material world to perform pastimes. So if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the tree of devotional service, then that tree bears fruit like any other tree. But this fruit is the love of God. And normally, when we look at a tree that bears fruit, we see that the fruit are not born on the trunk, but rather on the branches. So Mahaprabhu has used his devotees or his eternal associates as distributors of the fruit of love of God, and therefore they are referred to as his branches. Just as it is a branch that delivers the fruit of a tree for the benefit of all, similarly the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has come here to distribute love of God, is not only doing it himself, but also through the medium of his associates who are like branches. That is the reason why the devotees or the associates have been compared to branches. Kaviraj Goswami says that there are innumerable, thousands upon thousands of such branches and sub-branches and sub-sub-branches and so on. But he has mentioned only a few because it is not possible to mention all of them. Srila Prabhupada comments in the purport that ISKCON is also one of these branches of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's desire tree of love of God. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, later on, in the 11th chapter, this is described in the 10th chapter, the tree and the branches of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the next, that is the 11th chapter, Kaviraj Goswami talks about the expansions of Lord Nityananda. And he says that Nityananda Prabhu is the topmost branch of this indestructible tree of eternal love of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he says, Sri Nityananda Vrikshir Skandha Gurutar Tahate Junmila Shakha Prashakha Vistar. So Sri Nityananda is the Skandha Gurutara of this Vriksha. Skandha means branch, Gurutara means very, very heavy. And of this tree, Vriksha. So the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has its strongest, most heavy branch in the form of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Tahate Janmila Shakha Prashakha Vistar. And from this heavy branch of Nityananda Prabhu come further many, many branches and sub-branches. And in this way, the tree of love of God has expanded unlimitedly to distribute love of God. Kaviraj Goswami also explains that just as there are those who are considered associates of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, there are some who, while also being associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, are specifically considered to be associates of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And most of these associates are cowherd boys in their original Krishna Leela in Goloka Vrindavan. As you are aware, the associates of Mahaprabhu also have their original pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan, either as manjaris or as gopis, other gopis, or as cowherd boys, and so on. There are some also who have other roles, like Shirodakshai Vishnu also manifests like that. So most of Nityananda Prabhu's associates are cowherd boys, and among them, the more prominent cowherd boys in Mahaprabhu's, in Nityananda Prabhu's associates are called the Dvadash Gopal. Dvadash means 12. Gopal is cowherd boy. So there are the 12 cowherd boys. We have, first of all, the cowherd boy Abhiram Thakur. Abhiram Thakur is the associate who is Sri Dama. Then there are others also, like Kamalakar Pippalai. There is Sundar Ananda, who is Sudama. And in this way, the fourth cowherd boy, the Dwadash, fourth of the cowherd boy associates of Nityananda Prabhu is Gauridas Pandit. Now, in the book called Gaur Ganodesha Deepika of Kavi Karnapur, a list is given of the positions in Krishna Leela of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is stated there that Subalo Yaha Priyashreshtha Sa Gauridasa Panditaha. That Gauridas Pandit, the person who has manifested or appeared as Gauridas Pandit in Mahaprabhu's Leela, is actually Subala Sakha. You've all heard the name of Subal, a very, very intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a cowherd boy. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami has explained, while talking about the Sakhya Ras, fraternal Ras, that there are innumerable cowherd boyfriends of Krishna, not just in Vrindavan, even outside of Vrindavan, like Arjuna, the Pandav Arjuna, is one of the friends. But the cowherd boyfriends of Vrindavan are special. They are more or less of the same age as Krishna, and they are called Vayasya. Vayasya means of the same age. Srila Rupa Goswami has divided these Vayasya friends, cowherd friends of Krishna in Vrindavan, in four categories. The first category are the well-wishers, like Mandali Bhadra and Balabhadra, who are slightly older than Krishna, and being a little older, they also have a slight mix of the parental affection for Krishna. They look after him, they're anxious about his protection, and so on. Then there are those who are ordinary friends called Sakhas. These Sakhas are slightly younger than Krishna, and they are led by Sakhas like Vishal and Devaprastha, who are the more prominent among them. The third category are those who are called confidential friends, Priya Sakhas. And here you have the prominent ones like Sridhama and Sudama, names who are very popular and well known amongst devotees. Being slightly almost of the same age, they're very, very friendly with Krishna and they participate in all his pastimes. But there is yet a fourth category called the confidential friends of Krishna, who are even more intimate than the Priya Sakhas. And they are called the Priya Narma Sakhas. And these are extremely intimate with Krishna. And among the Priya Narma Sakhas, or those who are the most intimate cowherd boyfriends of Krishna, the leaders, the chief amongst them are Subal and also Ujjwal, specifically Subal. So that most intimate cowherd boyfriend of Krishna, the Priya Narma Sakha Subal, has come in Gaur Leela as Gauridas Pandit. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami has talked about the glories of Subal. He is so intimate to Krishna that many times when the two of them talk confidentially, no one else can understand what they're talking about. So intimate. He is golden in complexion, like molten gold. He has eyes like lotus flower petals. He always wears a garland around his neck. His clothes are golden in color also. And he is part of Krishna's pastimes with the gopis as well. Rupa Goswami quotes a conversation between some gopis when one gopi is telling the other that just look at Subal Sakha, how he is serving Krishna so nicely. He is whispering Srimati Radharani's message into Krishna's ears. And here is a letter that has been written by Shyama Dasi, and he's handing it personally into the hands of Krishna. And here is this betel nut that has been given by Taraka, and he's putting it into the mouth of Krishna. And here is this garland prepared by Palika, and he's offering it to Krishna and decorating him. So just see how these Priya Narma Sakhas of Krishna, like Subal, are serving him so nicely. So Subal was very, very attached to Krishna. And when Krishna left Vrindavan, then Subal could not remain here. Just like when a bee sees that the honey is over in the flower, then the bee gives up the flower, because there's nothing more to relish. So Subal Sakha didn't find even Vrindavan relishable because Krishna was not there. So the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says that Subal left Vrindavan. So that Subal, that Priya Narma Sakha, the chief amongst those Priya Narma Sakhas, has come as Gauridas Pandit. Gauridas Pandit's original village, it is said, is in a place called Ambika Kalna, which is opposite, on the other side of the river from Shantipur, which is a place of Advaita Acharya, not so far from Mayapur. Originally, he lived in a village called Shaligram, which is a few kilometers north of Mayapur. And then with the permission of his elder brother, He shifted his residence from Shaligram to Ambika Kalna. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, 11th chapter Adilila, Kaviraj Goswami has glorified Gauridas Pandit in the 26th and 27th verses. Gauridas Pandit Jara Premodanda Bhakti Krishna Premadite Nite Dhari Mahashakti. Gauridas Pandit Jar Prema Uddanda Bhakti. So his bhakti or prema was extremely elevated. Such is Gauridas Pandit. Krishna Prema Dite Nite Dhare Mahashakti. So he is extremely powerful in giving as well as receiving Krishna Prema. This is because he is a follower of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is the source of all spiritual power. Therefore, he has tremendous power to give Krishna Prem to others. So, Gauridas Pandit, being his follower, also has this spiritual power. Krishna Shetumar, Krishna Diteparo, Tomara Shakati Ache. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said in his bhajan about the Vaishnava Thakurs. So, Gauridas Pandit is such a great, powerful spiritual personality who has the strength to capture Krishna and give Krishna to us, or to give Krishna Prem to us. And then further Kaviraj Goswami says, Nityanande samarpila jati kulapati Sri Chaitanya Nityanande kori pranapati. Making Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda the lords of his life, Gauridas Pandit sacrificed everything for the service of Lord Nityananda, even the fellowship of his own family. So it is described that Gauridas Pandit's father's name was Kansari Mishra and his mother's name was Kamala Devi. Kansari Mishra and Kamala Devi had 6 sons. Gauridas Pandit was the 4th, and his 3 older brothers were Damodar, Jagannath and Suryadas, and he had 2 younger brothers also, Krishnadas and Narsingha Chaitanya. One of his older brothers, Suryadas, he is very well known. His title was Sarkhel, so he was called Suryadas Sarkhel. Does anyone know the significance of Suryadas Sarkhel? He had 2 daughters. Yes, he had 2 daughters, Janava and Vasudha, and they were married to Nityananda Prabhu. So Suryadas Sarkhel is the father-in-law of Nityananda Prabhu. And therefore, Gauridas Pandit is the uncle, the paternal uncle of Janava Devi, Janava Mata. It's a very, very exalted position. And the Bhakti Ratnakar says that before Gauridas Pandit shifted from Shaligram village to Ambika Kalna, he took permission from Suryadas Sarkhel, his older brother. The Gaudiya Vaishnava Abhidhan also describes that Gauridas Pandit was a grihastha. He married Bimala Devi. He had some sons and 1 daughter. The oldest son was Balaram, the youngest son Raghunath, and the daughter's name was Annapurna, who had a son called Gopi Raman. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has denied the validity of the seminal line or the family line from Gauridas Pandit. Rather, he says that Gauridas Pandit's disciple was Hriday Chaitanya, and Hriday Chaitanya had a disciple called Gopi Raman, who was a son of Annapurna, the daughter of Gauridas Pandit. And it is the descendants of this Gopi Raman who are presently the owners of the Ambika Kalna Shripat, the place of Gauridas Pandit. So the seminal line is not given much importance by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So at Ambika Kalna, there is a temple that still exists, in which there are deities of Goridas Pandit, of Radha Krishna, Gaur Nitai, Jagannath, Balaram, and also Sitaram. In the grounds of this temple, it is said that there is a tamarind tree where, under which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gauridas Pandit sat and had many, many nice discussions. The tamarind tree still exists. The Bhakti Ratnaka describes that one time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled across the Ganga. From Shantipur, he went to, up to another place, and from there he took a boat and came to Ambika Kalna. And he brought the paddle with him. And the paddle he came and gave to Gauridas Pandit and said, "Just to see you, I have crossed the river Ganga in a boat and used this paddle to get over the river. Now use this paddle to take across the river of material existence all the conditioned souls in this world." And he gifted that paddle to Gauridas Pandit. This paddle is still preserved in the temple there in Ambika Kalna. And also preserved is a copy, a hand-copied version of the Bhagavad Gita, personally copied by Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and gifted to Gauridas Pandit. And this copy of the Bhagavad Gita is also said to be still there in this temple. This also has been confirmed in the Bhakti Ratnaka that it was personally hand-copied by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So on this visit, when Mahaprabhu brought the paddle along with him, he spent some days with Gauridas Pandit. Gauridas Pandit naturally did not want to leave the association of Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu expressed a desire to leave, Gauridas Pandit pleaded with him to remain. Mahaprabhu finally told him, "All right, here is a neem tree, and both Nityananda and myself are within this tree." So Gauridas was intelligent enough to get the hint. He immediately had deities of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu carved from those deities. It is said that Nityananda Prabhu was personally present at the time the deities were carved. Another account goes that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally carved these deities of himself and Nityananda and gifted them to Gauridas Pandit and told him that these deities are non-different from us. So therefore, when these deities are here, so we are here personally. Gauridas Pandit was happy, of course, to see the deities, but he wasn't happy to hear that the lordships, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, would be leaving. So finally Mahaprabhu told him, "Okay, now you have a choice. Either we leave and the deities stay, or the deities leave and we stay. So take your pick. Which do you choose?" So naturally, Gauridas Pandit, what did he choose? He chose, "Let the deities go and you remain." And that's exactly what happened. The deities hopped off the altar and started walking away. And in this way, the statement of the Chaitanya Charitamrita was vindicated. Nama vigraha swarup eitin eka rup tine bhed nahi tine chidananda rup. Nama vigraha and swarup, the holy name of the Lord, the deity of the Lord, and the original form of the Lord, etin ekarup. This is just one form. Tine bhedana, there is no difference between the three. Tine chidananda rup, and all three are spiritual, they are transcendental, satchidananda. So there was no name, there was no difference in the name of Mahaprabhu, in his deity form, and in his personal presence. There are other accounts also that are slightly at variance with this account, that once the deities started to leave, then Gauridas Pandit was confused, because the original Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu became the deities, and the deities walked away. So then he told the deities who had now walked, started walking away, you stay back, you don't go. So they became deities and the deities started walking away now. Then the new set who were walking away, he told, no, you wait, you wait. Then the original ones, earlier ones became deities again. And this happened so many times that finally Gauridas Pandit just resigned himself to the Lord's desire. And Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu remained there as Gauranga and Nityananda. So these deities were very, very dear to Gauridas Pandit. He was so attached to them, he would not allow anyone else to worship them. Day and night he would tend to their needs, look to their every need, even in his old age. He worshipped them in many, many intimate ways. Sometimes he would talk very sweetly to them. Sometimes he would sit and discuss Shastra with them, discuss philosophy with them. So we see that for one who has faith and love, the deity is not simply a statue. As we see in the story of Sakshi Gopal, where the young Brahmana says, Pratima Nahitumi Sakshat Prajendra Nandan. That, my dear Gopal, you're not just a statue, you are directly Krishna, the son of the king of Vraj, Vrajendra Nandan. So for the great devotees who worship deities of the Lord, for them it's something very, very intimate and very personal. It's not something that's made of wood or stone or something else. They are directly the Supreme Lord who has manifested in their place, in their temple or house, to bestow mercy. So such was the intimate relationship that Gauridas Pandit had with his deities. He would cook all kinds of delicious foodstuffs for them. And it is said that the deities would physically eat everything that was there in the bhoga plate. Normally the deities will accept everything, but just by their glance. And spiritually they accept everything and leave behind the remnants so that the plate from an external point of view appears to be untouched. But we of course know that it is spiritually empowered because having been actually accepted by Krishna. But physically the plate remains as it is. But when Gauridas Pandit would offer bhoga to his deities of God Nityananda, then they would physically eat everything in the plate. Gauridas Pandit was living in a village and he wasn't very wealthy. But nevertheless, he was always thinking, how can I serve and decorate God Nitai very nicely? He didn't have much money. So his worship was, although very devoted, but it was very simple. So the deities understood the heart of their devotee. So many times they would decorate themselves with all kinds of costly and wonderful ornaments. And then Gauridas would look at them all of a sudden and say, where have these ornaments come from? How did they manage that? How did they get these wonderful ornaments for themselves? But for the Supreme Lord, nothing is astonishing. So in order to reciprocate with the desire of the devotees, of their devotee, Gauridas Pandit, the deities would do this. One time it so happened that Gauridas Pandit's disciple Chaitanya Das had organized a huge Sankirtan festival. Devotees had gathered in large numbers and they were all on the banks of the Ganga, chanting and dancing in complete abandon. They had no conception of time and place, and the tumultuous kirtan was so attractive that the deities of God Nitai hopped off the altar and ran into the kirtan because they couldn't resist. They just were so attracted, they could not just stay on the altar. When Gauridas Pandit came, he saw, what is going on here? They're running away. They're going off the altar. So he became angry. He took a stick in his hands and then he chased after the deities. Hey, where are you going? Come back. You should be here. Then when God Nitai, who were dancing in the kirtan, saw that he had come, they became fearful and they ran away. And as he chased them, They were looking, which is a place to hide. And in front of the astonished Gauridas Pandit, Gauranga and Nityananda, they entered into the heart of his disciple, Chaitanya Das. Gauridas Pandit was overwhelmed with astonishment, at the same time with great affection for his disciple. So he embraced his disciple and said, "You are so fortunate that the Lord has entered your heart. I am blessed to have a disciple like you. From today, your name shall be Hriday Chaitanya." That Chaitanya Das into whose heart Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally entered. Another account of this episode says that as Gauranga Nityananda Prabhu came off the altar, Nitai Gauranga were also simultaneously dancing in the kirtan. Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu had also come simultaneously. There were two sets then of Gauranga and Nityananda Prabhu. And Gauridas Pandit was not able to distinguish who was who. So in any case, it was this Hriday Chaitanya Das who was the spiritual master of Dukhi Krishna Das. He sent Dukhi Krishna Das to Vrindavan to train under Jiva Goswami. At this time, Jiva Goswami was the Shiksha Guru for Srinivas Acharya, for Narottam Das Thakur, and also for Dukhi Krishna. Their respective Diksha Gurus had sent them for training and Shiksha to Jiva Goswami, who was at that time acknowledged as the leader among the Vaishnavas and the greatest Vaishnava scholar. So Dukhi Krishna Das was here in Vrindavan, and there are many, many extraordinary pastimes in connection with him. Eventually, it was Srimati Radharani who actually gave him the name of Shyamananda. Jiva Goswami christened him as Shyamananda because of the mercy he had received from Srimati Radharani personally. The tilak was actually from a personal ornament of Srimati Radharani. But that is another pastime. So this Dukhi Krishna Das, who was the disciple of Gauridas Pandit, I beg your pardon, of Hriday Chaitanya, became later known as Shyamananda Prabhu. There are, of course, some differences of opinion amongst the Gaudiya Vaishnavas about a supposed visit of Hriday Chaitanya here to Vrindavan when he heard that his disciple Dukhi Krishna Das's name had been changed to Shyamananda. So there is some difference of opinion. Some say that he was unhappy about it. Some say that, well, there was no question of being unhappy. Regardless, Gauridas Pandit's name was glorified by his disciples and grand disciples like Hriday Chaitanya and Shyamananda Prabhu. Gauridas Pandit served till his ripe old age his deities of Gornitai in Ambika Kalna. But later on, he came here to Vrindavan and he performed his bhajan here at Dhir Samir in Vrindavan. He departed from this world and re-entered the eternal cowherding pastimes of Krishna and Balaram, the Gocharan Leela, from here in Vrindavan. And his samadhi is in the courtyard of the Shyam Rai temple at Dhir Samir in Vrindavan. So one can understand that he left this world from here, from Vrindavan. The Bhakti Ratnakar explains that Janava Mata, when she visited Vrindavan, she made it a point to visit the samadhi of her uncle Gauridas Pandit. And at that time, she profusely shed tears of ecstatic love in remembrance of her uncle, who was a great eternal associate of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who was her husband and her protector. So Sri Gauridas Pandit disappeared on this day, the Dvadashi day, 12th day of the waxing moon, Shukla Paksha, in the month of Shravana. The Shravan month is going on now. So on this day, we can pray to the lotus feet of Sri Gauridas Pandit, of Sri Subal Sakha, that he may kindly grant us his mercy so that we may also become pure devotees of the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna. Sri Gauridas Pandit ki jai. We have 2 or 3 minutes. Are there any questions or comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Like deity worship is so very important, but devotees who are into preaching services, they have no conception of time. So how can they go about this?
Those who are involved in preaching, how can they simultaneously do the worship of the deities?
Yes.
That is the question. Well, it is certainly possible, but deity worship, that is one's personal deity worship, is usually, it is not possible to be as regulated as it is in a temple. When the deities are installed in a temple, the standards are very, very strict. Timings have to be adhered very, very meticulously. Cleanliness, timing, and devotion. These are the three things most important in deity worship for deities that are formally installed. For deities that are being personally worshipped, it may not be possible always to have that same standard. And the atmosphere in a house or in your personal residence is, after all, it can't be the same as in the temple. So some leeway is given there. And devotees may adjust their worship according to their preaching services. Although as far as possible, if we have worship of the deities, we should do it very sincerely. One of the difficulties in having private deity worship when we're living here in Krishna Balaram Mandir or very close is that one may become very attached to one's personal deities and then not be so much attached to Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar and Gaur Nithai. So it doesn't matter if you don't have your personal deities, you have your personal deities here in the temple. So we can develop our attachment for them. And if we attend our morning programs nicely, come and take regular darshan, take the charanamrit, then our preaching can also go on simultaneously, very nicely. Any other question or comment? Yes. Mike, please.
Prabhu, where is the Dhir Samir temple? You said his samadhi is there.
It's here in Vrindavan. Maybe yes. Somebody can take you today. It may be a good idea to go there today before Julan Yatra begins. Okay, thank you. Yes, one last question. The mic, please.
Prabhuji, can we know where is the samadhi? Because we may not be going with you, so we can go personally.
Dhir Samir, how do you go there? That's what you want to know. Who can explain? Who is someone who's? Huh? No, how the specific road? They want the specific. So okay. So go to. In Vrindavan, these things are not very difficult to find. So you can go to Gopeshwar temple and ask anyone where is Dhir Samir, and you will find. And you ask for Shamrai's temple. And once you go there, then you have the courtyard in which the samadhi of Gauridas Pandit is there. Actually, it is a good practice for devotees living in Vrindavan to visit the samadhis of the acharyas on their disappearance day. And this is a regular samadhi, not the Pushpa samadhi. So it's always a good practice for devotees to do that. Yes. Where did Subal go after Krishna left Vrindavan? I don't know. it is not mentioned. Okay, thank you very much. Shri Gauridas Pandit ki jai, Srila Rupa Goswami ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande.
Krishna always together in the cowherd in pastimes.